That's the worst.
Feedback. We get your feedback. You send us feedback. We love your feedback. Keep sending feedback so we can feedback. You want your feedback. We love your feedback. Feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Double dose of ad feedback. I know that much.
I got Theodore Sweetman and Brunner.
Sweetman.
And that's it. Sweetman.
Throw Mike and Jane.
Ted Sweetman blowing my mind with telling me that he still is in touch and hangs out with multiple multiple fifth grade friends.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. I refuse.
Yeah. Ted wouldn't bullshit me. He wouldn't bull junk.
I refuse to accept it.
He wouldn't bull junk me.
Like, actively, like,
yeah,
sees them.
He says his best friend is someone he was friends with in fifth grade.
Like, hey, fifth grade friends, let's get together weekly.
And then I said,
or something.
I said, how many pictures of the two of you from fifth grade do you have prominently displayed in your home? And he said, zero.
Not just. So they don't just get together when their fifth grade basketball coach dies?
No, they don't. It's a regular thing, apparently. And I was like, Ted, that you're probably in the minority there. And he was like, yeah, I know. It's weird.
Oh, it's
He's
sweet.
Like,
it's sweet.
I understand. It's weird.
So he watched along?
He listens on the way to work. And again, he's new, so right. He doesn't know about it. So he was probably like, oh, I can't really do this. But he said he listened to the first bit. Apparently until we started making fun of being friends with your fifth grade
friendships.
Cohorts.
Yeah. It's funny when we do those episodes because, like, I wouldn't need the movie to enjoy the episode, personally.
Really?
But I assume that is a smaller minority.
Yeah.
Because I know the movie. That's what I mean. It's like,
yeah, I don't think people have as intimate a knowledge of grown-ups as you have. But.
So I'm going to do Ed's. I'm going to do Ed's grown-ups first since we started talking about that.
Okay.
Now I have to watch grown-ups.
Yeah.
That is much worse than my horrible coffee memes. The curse of the Bayheims be upon you both. That will become clear to you, that reference. And I said, you're going to love it. He says, I'm not going to watch it in the hot tub out of protest, as he watched Roadhouse, the Roadhouse episode. However, watch it in the basement. And then you said, you're welcome, and watch it from the Nintendo bed. So then we proceed to get, like, actual photographs of Ed's television. Yep. This movie is horrible. Roadhouse is amazing. New Roadhouse is better than this pile of garbage. Does it get better?
I love that for some reason he thinks it has any, like, comparing right. It to Roadhouse. It's like, we made no claims about this is connected to Roadhouse in any way.
Then saying he wants to get chocolate wasted.
Yes.
I asked what he thought of the Chris Rock toe puns.
Toe J. Simpson.
Toby Bryant. Ed says, horrible. Sexy grandma repairing the car while Schneider had his wig blown off while jacking off the wrench actually earned a legitimate laugh from me. First one so far. That's some classic Schneid. That's like middle of the movie.
Mm-hmm. That's middle, exact second act, right in the middle.
That bird is going to drink you dry, quote unquote. That was when they were breastfeeding the bird.
Sure.
Hilarious. Norm Wedgie got my second laugh. That was amazing. Then I asked if our recording was synced up. He took a picture of his TV. Did you like Grown Ups? Like or dislike? Got it. We won't recommend this. I said our commentary is supposed to overshadow the awesomeness of the movie. Ed, too many horrible things to pick a worst, but understand your decision. This movie is absolutely horrible, with the exception of Schneider jerking off his wrench and Norm MacDonald's wedgie. I did enjoy watching it along with you. If I had to pick a worst, it would be the cup phone scene, along with tracking the one cup that was recording Grandma's fart.
Stinky farts.
Stinky farts. Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze Roadhouse is an actual great movie to watch. Grown Ups was just painful. Y'all made it funny and bearable, but wow. That was really bad. It's not just Sandler. I actually don't mind Waterboy, Billy Madison, and Happy Gilmore. Mm. Then we kind of got off track. He shows this sketch from SNL, Sandler as Axl Rose. Says it's 10,000 times better than Grown Ups. But he actually watched it. He has to be the only listener.
I thought
they did it.
I thought Benish was about all about doing it.
No,
you
way.
Didn't get anything from Benish. I remember somebody was like, "I look forward to like sitting down and watching this and listening."
I'm sure Benish had a low tolerance for the movie itself. Do Brunner.
Yeah, I got Brunner. It was short. He says, "I told every team I coached back when I was coaching that if we won the championship, they would have a photo of the team prominently displayed in their homes forever. They would go on to move away and be very successful. And they had to return when I died to give my eulogy."
Yep.
"I told them if they didn't win a championship, they would never leave town. Isn't that standard coach stuff?"
Yep. Yep.
Don't you bestow that knowledge upon the baseball teams you coach?
Yeah, it's true.
So he must have listened, or he has an encyclopedic knowledge of grown-ups like you. That was it.
Yeah, that too, like fifth graders would know anything about eulogies or anything, any of that.
Yeah.
It's, So Ed, backtracking, since we recorded early, he sent in feedback late about college basketball. "Hello to James and Buddy, the Boeheim brothers. As far as to the Vaughn brothers, you will get no such greeting from me. I did enjoy your college basketball episode and would like to present to you both an upcoming true worst experience. Bronny James will fail to be drafted by an NBA team and decide to transfer to Syracuse and lead the Orange to the 2025 national title along with Kian Anthony, which is, what's his name?
Carmelo's kid.
At the victory celebration, Jim Boeheim will give a rousing speech with Brett Favre to his right and Josh Allen to his left while Upstate Shredding sponsors the free brawny merchandise being handed out to the thousands of fans. Lawrence Moten will be hugging John Wallace while Ronnie Cycli chest bumps Dave Bing. Enjoy your apocalyptic nightmare. Thank you.
Who, Bronny James Dio?
Then he texted, Bronny James Dio, after listening to feedback, Bronny James Dio was genius. Huge, uncontrollable laugh while driving. Also, guessing my feedback came in too late on Saturday morning. Or did the family of the innocent man Jim Boeheim killed on 690 while not drunk driving pay you off to not use my feedback? That's the worst. I forgot about the whole Boeheim just like straight up murdered a dude. Yep.
Manslaughter.
yeah. Then he just started sending like vengeful coffee memes. Your punishment for not including my feedback by recording on Friday is this coffee meme. Just a road sign that says, save the planet. It's the only one with coffee.
Come on.
Brutal.
Mm-hmm.
So all that, he was heated. Then we made him watch Grown Ups.
Yep.
That's it, right?
Yeah, that's all I got.
A feedback. Get with your feedback. Thank you for feedback. Keep that big feedback so we get feedback. You want your feedback. We love your feedback. Thank you for feedback.
Don't be the worst.